Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
She has come to us because she essentially wants us to entrap her boyfriend because things didn't smell right on New Year's. She shows up unexpectedly to see her boyfriend on New Year's Eve, and he was less than thrilled to see her. And her knee-jerk reaction is, this guy messing around on me? So we had to get to the bottom of it, and we did. Hey, Ashley, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so tell us about New Year's Eve. Tell us what the plan was and how you were so excited to surprise your boyfriend, but he was less than happy to see you.
Yeah, that was it. You know, my boyfriend and I have been dating about 6 months, and he thought I was going to be away visiting family for New Year's Eve, but I decided to surprise him and show up to the bar he was at with his friends, and didn't go as I expected. I walk in expecting him to light up and be super excited, and instead he just looked shocked, like, and not in a happy way. You know, kind of like I was interrupting something I shouldn't. So,
and you got to try your, you have to trust your gut on this one. Like, you know.
Well, to be fair, if he's just going out with this guys, is it fair to say that maybe she was interrupting something and she was crashing guys' night?
Well, even, you know, digging a little deeper on that, it just feels odd to me, depending on how long you guys been going out with each other, that you're not spending New Year's Eve together anyway. That seems like a weird night for a guys' night out. How long have you guys been going out?
About 6 months.
And I don't think that's his defense,
he did think I was going to be away, right? So, okay. You know, we didn't want to be alone on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
That's fair.
I think I missed that. Okay.
Yes. He thought she was going to be with her family New Year's.
Yeah.
And instead, she came back and she surprised him and showed up at the bar like, hey, your midnight kiss is here.
Yeah.
And he's looking at her like, ooh.
Yeah, that would bother me. Yeah. I could see how you definitely would be.
Yeah. And it's hard to explain, but I think when you're having one of these guys' night outs, especially when all the other dudes, either they're in relationships or not, but this is a guy bonding night. And even if one woman shows up or one of the girlfriends shows up, it does change the night for everybody in that group.
New Year's Eve is not a guy bonding night. Like,
but again,
it shouldn't be. Yeah, it's not traditionally, like, people don't want to just be hanging with their boys on New Year's Eve.
Did the other guys
in a relationship, or at least they shouldn't, right?
Did the other guys have significant others there? Like, was this just like a group and friends and people hanging out, and or was this like a designated guys' night?
No, it was mixed. Like, some partners were there. Some people were single.
That changes everything.
That does change everything. Yeah, that does change.
That's very different.
I can't figure out why he would be like, unless there's a girl in that group that he had something going on with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you would think that you would just always be happy to be surprised by your lady, unless...
Especially on New Year's.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe we should have done a War of the Roses rather than an Instagram scam on this one. Because if there's a girl in that group that he wanted to hang with, then...
Or maybe he was just looking to find something else at the bar.
Okay. So you wanted us to do the Instagram scam thing?
Yes. Yeah. Because I want to see if he's going to take the bait. And I know it's extreme, but I don't want to obviously invest in a relationship if he's not being loyal.
Yes.
I mean, I don't blame you. Like, getting that reaction, I'm sure, was, like, so disappointing. So when you showed up and his reaction was giving shocked disappointment, not shocked happy, how did the rest of New Year's Eve go?
Yeah, it still stayed weird. Like, it wasn't just this momentary thing. We both left shortly after midnight because the vibe was just... strange. I mean, he was polite, but the whole time he didn't seem thrilled that I was there.
All right. It would be more normal to me if he needed a minute and then eventually you kind of get back to like, all
came
right.
Came around or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But to not come around as well.
Yeah, something's not right. Because if this happens in my life and we're dating 6 months and you show up and there are other couples there, I'm ecstatic to spend the night with you.
For sure.
Something stank.
Mm-hmm. Something stank, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So take it from here. Instagram scam.
Yes. So I got my friend's stepdaughter to be our ruse, our plant. And you gave me your boyfriend's Instagram, which was not private, thank goodness, so she can slide into his DMs. And I have the exchange. This is a lengthy conversation, so I need you to buckle in, okay?
Okay.
All right, so she reached out and said, she went heavy on the emojis this time too, but I let her do her thing. Hey there, saw you on my Explore page and had to say hi. Your pics are fire emoji. Hope you don't mind me sliding into your DMs, blushing smiley face. And it didn't take him long to hit back. He said, hey, no worries. Thanks for the compliment. And he also threw an emoji, blushing, smiley emoji face. So new year, new you, ? Got any resolutions for 2025? Or are you just winging it? Him, haha, mostly winging it. Just trying to enjoy life more this year. Love that for you. Same here. My resolution is all about having more fun and meeting new people. Life's too short to play it safe, you know? That was kind of like our little way in there. Him, totally. Got to make the most of it while you can. Exactly. Speaking of fun, you seem like the type who knows how to enjoy himself. Got any plans for that? Winky emoji face.
Well, she's pulling a game out.
That's what our plants do, man. Him, not yet. Just seeing where things go, I guess. Does that mean you're single, or is there someone who'd get mad if they knew you were talking? Side-eye emoji. Him, haha, well, .. It's complicated. Let's just say I have options.
Just got more complicated.
Yeah.
Complicated. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Options ? I like the sound of that. Maybe I could be one of them. Smirking emoji face.
Oh, she broke out the smirking emoji face.
It's my favorite. I'm not going to lie.
He's done for.
Game is game.
Never had a chance.
Haha. Maybe you're definitely tempting me. Temptation is my specialty. Kissing emoji face. Here's my number. Obviously, she gave him a fake number. Text me sometime, and maybe we can kick off 2025 with some fun. Another winky emoji face. Him. All right, I'll save it. Can't promise anything, though, but you're hard to resist. I'll take my chances. Talk soon. Him. Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Okay, so it's all shady. It's all completely and totally shady, right?
Yeah, absolutely shady.
So it sounds like your gut was right.
Something was off and you were spot on with it.
Have you guys had the, hey, we're exclusive talk yet?
Yeah, we had it 2 months ago.
Yeah, then you got problems.
Yeah, did he mention that whole option thing during that time?
Yes. He did not mention the whole option thing 2 months ago. I thought I was the option.
Yeah, maybe the conversation was that he exclusively gets options.
Okay. So the bad news is it's all shady. The good news is it's happening now on January 7th, so you don't have to waste any of this year with this dude because he's not worth it.
Yeah. You have a new resolution, and it's to get rid of him.
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth.
All right, give us a follow-up here over the next couple of days. Are you just planning on dumping him now? Are you going to confront him on this?
Oh, I'm going to confront him, and then I'm going to dump him. Okay. I want to see him writhe and try to get out of it, but I'm not going to let him.
Ooh, another disappointed, surprised face.
Yes. The emojis are plentiful. All right, Ashton, let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, sorry. That's a crappy way to kick off 2024. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So I saw an incident yesterday that made me realize I needed to come in here today and honor those that put their lives on the line every single day. They have careers where they leave the house and their family is not sure they're ever going to come back again. And I am talking about driving instructors.
Oh, wow. I'm over here like the proud sister-in-law of a police officer and the proud sister of a Marine and a firefighter and a paramedic. This is not where I thought this was going.
I was going home yesterday and there was a driving instructor with the big old sign on the back of the car that says, you know, young driver, new driver, stay away. It was in green and white. You couldn't miss it, right?
Student driver,
right? And the driving instructor is obviously on the right side. And he's got what looks like a 15 or a 16-year-old in his car. So they're supposed to take a left turn. And this student is supposed to yield to the oncoming traffic before he goes left. So he pulls out in front of oncoming traffic. And I could see the driving instructor freaking out the same way I used to when I was trying to teach my kids how to drive, right? He's yelling at the kid. And then the kid freaks out also and hits the curb on the right side of the car and made me realize, like, this has to be one of the most stressful jobs in America.
Never thought about it, but
getting in that car with a 15 or a 16-year-old every single day, I honor you, patriots.
People don't even want to do that with their own kids.
It is seriously the most tense and stressful thing you'll ever do as a parent.
I wonder if they did a study, like what those driving instructors, what their blood pressure is on the regular.
Gotta be crazy.
Yeah, that can't be a healthy job.
No, man.
All right, so let's circle back here because I do a fair amount of traveling. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I have ever met a couple that has missed more flights or been late for flights or lost baggage more than you and your lady. And I need some explanation.
And it's not like you're missing a flight to Orlando, man. You're like missing flights to Thailand and stuff.
Yes.
Like that throws a huge kink in the plans.
It absolutely does.
But it's consistent.
It is. My lady has a brand and I'm going to completely blame her. Although it will be interesting because in this particular instance, I made the mistake, but I still don't think it was my fault.
Like going on vacation with her?
Yeah. Maybe. But you're right. I don't know another couple that goes through this more. And it was kind of a joke at first in that the first like two or three places we went together, for some odd reason, it would always be my bag that would get lost. And I learned a valuable lesson from that. I'm like, I used to think, and this is why I'm trying to inspire her to be better, because I was the same person. I thought it was impossible to go somewhere for a week and not check a bag. I was that guy. But after losing my bag two to three times, I'd had enough. And I started realizing every time I leave a trip, I always have a bunch of leftover things that I didn't need, I didn't wear. So I need to do a better job of packing. And in the last couple of trips, I've done that. Like, I have gone just carry on, whether it was a 10-day trip or a 4-day trip. Couple of pairs of sneakers you don't really need. All you really need is swimsuits and some slides. You're good to go. Couple outfits, you're fine. But her thing is, she has to have a backup plan. And then a backup plan for the backup plan.
I get it.
I'll be honest with you. There is never a reason, really, for a guy ever to check a bag. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Once you figure it out, you realize how ridiculous you really were the entire time. So for this trip, because getting there was going to be a lot harder than coming back. Coming back, we had two planes. It was pretty simple. Getting there was going to be a little rough. I had to fly to New York to meet her there. Then we had to fly to Amsterdam. And then from Amsterdam, we had to fly to Bangkok. And from Bangkok, we had to fly to Phuket.
Oof. And 20 hours, you said yesterday?
It was a little more going. I think it was about 26 getting there in total. So the flight from, which I had a feeling might be a problem, because to get from Amsterdam to Bangkok, we had to catch a flight that literally we had like 40 minutes. It was a very, very small window. But that was the only way we could get to Phuket for quicker, because once you start to get into those countries, you got one flight to catch. Mm-hmm. And the next flight is not leaving for until the next day, literally. So it was the only way we could really set this up. So we realized we had one window where it was like we have no room for error. So it was her idea. She came to me and said, I think we should do carry on. I thought to myself, that is lovely. I have never heard better news.
What right? a relief.
What yep. a relief. So I get to the airport to meet her in New York, and she don't have a carry on. She has her purse in a big ass suitcase. I mean, the biggest, like, huge suitcase.
Like they had to put the heavy tag on it?
Yes.
Yes. I've been there.
Same. I'm like, now I got my little carry on, my little backpack, and I'm ready. We're going to the same place for the same amount of time.
It's
going
to take two or three people to put it on that scale.
Yes, legit. It's overweight the whole nine, right? So I'm like, this was your idea. Like, what happened to the whole carry on plan? I tried it. I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I needed more things. So I'm like, all right, whatever. She said, but I was smart about it because I packed another bag that had things in it just in case her bag didn't make it. When we had to transfer, if we had to wash up, do whatever we had to do, she still had all her things that she needed.
Very smart.
I saw that as, so you brought another bag. You're telling me there's an additional one. Okay, cool. Right? So sure enough, in her mind, I spoke it into the universe because I made a joke about, all right, let's just hope your bag travels with us and not on its own, like all my bags seem to do. And of course, we're on the flight, about to land in Amsterdam. She's trying to find her bag. She's looking at her AirTag. The bag is not with her. So now she's like, as soon as we land, I need to one run to the bathroom and I need to figure out where my bag is so I can figure out what's going on. So I'm going to just take off. And then you can take all of the bags and meet me at the bathroom so she can get ahead of the crowd. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. I'm like, okay, cool, no problem. We'll figure it out. So sure enough, she gets up, the plane lands. She gets up, she goes to the front of the plane, and she gets ready to exit the plane and go do what she has to do. Now, I guess it's my responsibility to get all of the bags to her, which I didn't think would be an issue. So I get all of the bags, I get through the crowd, and as soon as I get to her, where she's at the bathroom, I can see the disappointment in her face immediately. And I have no idea what I did. I'm like, What happened? And she's like, where's my personal bag? So I said, oh, well, that was personal. I thought you I forgot. I just spaced it out.
Yeah,
like I was asleep on that flight. I was, you know, you just wake up.
Yeah.
And I saw her purse, and that was my focus. Like, it was like, remember her purse and then remember my stuff. I completely spaced out that bag next to her purse was our bag.
Oh, no.
Which was like my whole thing of, this is why I don't like to have so many bags.
So not only did you curse her checked-in luggage, her overweight, heavy checked-in luggage, but now her backup bag with her toiletries and a backup pair of underwear, whatnot, in case the checked luggage got lost, you have now left that on the plane.
I did. Mm-hmm. I will take full responsibility for that. Yeah. So in that moment, we had a decision to make, because if we're going to get to Phuket in time, we have to go. So I'm like, what is in that bag that we really can't just repurchase once we land wherever we're going?
You've lost your damn mind.
That's what she told me. That's pretty much exactly what she said. And before we could even finish the debate, she takes off to go towards the plane to go get that bag. So I'm like, I don't think this is what we should do. We have to go. And she's gone. Like, she's not paying me any mind whatsoever. She's mad at me for forgetting the bag. So then she finally gets the bag. We jump on the Rover. We try to make the flight. Of course, when we get there, they're like, oh, my God, we closed the doors like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah. And they're just hardcore about
that,
too, man.
Yes, they are. Yeah. So we missed the flight.
Why couldn't she go to get the bag and you go to the next gate and tell them what's going on and try to get it to hold for her?
Well, we could have, but you're right. We could have done that, but I've done that before, and they didn't hold it.
Yeah.
I would have had to leave her.
You wouldn't have left her.
I would not have, but they wouldn't have held it because I was there and she wasn't.
Oh, good for you for not leaving her.
Yeah, I would have
been like, see you around.
I know you would.
After you left the bag on the plane?
bye?
Yeah. I told her that if she would have had a carry-on, which was the initial plan, there would not have been a personal bag for me to forget. So I feel like it was my mistake, so Hollis, but it was her fault.
Hollis learned a very valuable lesson on our trip to Portugal last week, because I was checking a bag because I was not only in Portugal, but I was meeting Amanda in Spain also. So my bag was too big, right? It's 2 weeks worth of stuff. So I checked the bag, which I never do. And he's like, well, since you're checking it, I'll just go ahead and rather than bring mine on the flight, which would have fit on the flight, no problem, I'll just check mine also. And I'm like, that's probably smart because you got to wait for my bag anyway.
Yep.
He checks his bag. My bag in Portugal comes off, and they lost his for 3 days.
Wow.
And he didn't even have to bring it on the flight at all, but they lost his for 3 days.
Valuable lesson.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I'm going to call it Snowmageddon PTSD. Okay? That any time now, if you were living in Atlanta in 2014 and went through Snowmageddon, which was the snow that we had here that backed up traffic so badly that people were spending the nights in their cars, they were getting out, they were walking down 285, everything was shut down because everybody got out of school and work at the same time, and it overwhelmed Atlanta.
It caused the most insane gridlock because I happened to be at a doctor's appointment, and luckily, the 30-minute drive, or like actually 20-minute drive from the doctor to home took me 4 hours, which wasn't bad considering when we got to work the next morning, there were people sitting on 285 we could see and did not move for the duration of the show, meaning they had been there from the day before. Like literally, I mean, insane amount of hours in your car. It was, we became the laughingstock of the country because there wasn't really any snow per se, but there was ice.
Yeah, until it happened to Charlotte the next week. And then we're like, hey!
Taking it off of us.
But now I know that if you live through that, and here it is 10 years ago, anytime you see a headline or anytime you're watching 11 Alive or whatever, and it's just the headline comes up, we might get snow. People start freaking out.
As they should.
All right.
I mean, I get it. As they should.
So here we are again. So we called up Chesley McNeil from 11 Alive just to make sure we're all going to be okay. Hey, Chesley. Good morning. How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. And, okay. And we're all going to be okay.
Oh. Are we?
Oh, it's nice to hear.
All right.
That's what we want to hear, Chesley. That's what we want to hear, man.
Look, I got to tell you, when I was in Europe last week, and this came up as an alert for me saying that Atlanta might get 17 inches of snow. 17 was the initial headline. And I'm like, this can't be. No way.
No, it's been since like 93 since we've seen that much snow down here, and one event, of course. And it's been a while since we've had snow at all. So I understand the PTSD and the thought of, oh man, this is, you know, a little bit of anything would shut us down. Timing is everything. Timing is everything. Even after that event, we received a good 6, maybe 7 inches of snow, but it happened on a weekend.
Yeah.
So everybody was at home and everything was fine. So timing is everything. And this one sounds like, or seems like, it will be the good timing for us if there's any silver lining in it at all. It is a little bit more likely that we could see a wintry mix out of this particular system. What we're looking for is this area of low pressure hasn't even formed yet. It's going to be down in the Gulf. It's going to slide up south of us. And we already have the cold air in place, and it's going to provide some moisture. And as that moisture begins to move up, it could begin to mix with. So if we see rain, it could begin to mix with some freezing rain or sleet or maybe even some snow. Now, could be all snow if it starts to move a little bit further to the south. So the track of this system is going to be very key over the next couple of days as we begin to forecast this one out to see what's going to take place. Now, how much snow will you get, right, and where? All that becomes a little bit more, comes into key a little bit more once we get a little closer. So maybe by Thursday, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, we'll get a little bit more of an idea of that. But it is likely that we will see a wintry mix. Now, when you talk about a mix, of course, that means lower totals because you're mixing with rain or you're mixing with something else. So that's lower totals. Will it be icy? Because if you think back again to Snowmageddon or whatever you call it, less than 2 inches shut us down. And so any type of slickness on the roads, whether it be something mixing with rain or not, could cause some problems for us. But, again, timing is a key. So we're talking about Friday into Saturday. So maybe Friday afternoon, the timing right now looks to be Friday afternoon going into Saturday. Of course, well enough, you know, warning to say, hey, leave work early or leave school early. And if people heed to that, I don't think we'll have the gridlock that we had the last time when you think about Snowmageddon. But I think we're going to be able to manage this one, but we'll know more as we get a little bit closer.
All right, Chesley, so my co-host here, Mo, has lived in Atlanta for years and years and years and never left Sandy Springs. So what areas would be more likely to see snow in these icy conditions than others? Are we talking about inside the perimeter? Are we talking about up north? What you talking about?
We're talking about I-20 northward. So anything north of I-20, you're looking at that wintry mix. Now, again, it could be all snow. It could be rain mixing with snow. Or it could be freezing rain, which is really what we don't want. Anytime you're talking about ice, and it doesn't really matter what amount of ice, it's going to be treacherous for us. Weighing down power lines, you know, knocking power out, that kind of thing. Slickness on the roadways and sidewalks, that kind of thing. You really don't want that at all. So if I had my druthers, it would be either all rain or all snow, because we could handle snow as far as the traction goes. We've gotten a lot better since Snowmageddon as far as how to remove it, the chemicals that we put down. It was shortly after that that the governor came out with a task force that I was having to be on. And so we are a little bit better prepared, I think, for a winter event. But now we got to put it into practice. So ice is a totally different ball game, and that's something that we really don't want.
All right, Mo. So Chesley said north of I-20.
Yep.
Do you know where I-20 is?
Nope.
Yeah.
That man told me nothing.
Cut the city in half, right? Just cut the city in half. Okay. The northern part, right? So the northern part of the city on the, you know, Sandy Springs, all that area, that would be more of your winter remix. South of I-20 would be the south half of the city. So if you think about where Turner Field was,
yep.
Right? In the Turner Field. Okay, so they're south. That would be south of the city there.
My man. That helped you out. Yeah, that did help. I appreciate the breakdown.
Chesley, I had to call him out because I knew you said that, and I'm like, Mo has no idea what you're talking about.
Not a clue.
So, Chesley, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being everybody run for your lives, and 1 being, hey, we're probably going to be hanging out at the pool, where should we be mentally here come the weekend and this snowy or
wintry
mix, right?
Right. I'm going to say a 5, and here's why. I think 5, because a 5 will say, okay, I need to be looking out. All right. But it's not a 7 where I need to hunker down.
All right.
Right. But 5, I need to be looking out. I need to be paying attention to the forecast. I need to be watching 11 Live. I need to be listening to the Bird Show to find out what is going on. Right. Starting on Thursday night. What's going on? What's happening here? What can I expect when I wake up in the morning? So likely at this particular point, I'd say clouds in the morning on Friday. And then that precipitation getting in here as we head toward the afternoon. Now, here's the caveat of that. temperatures in the afternoon in the city around Turner Field, you know, around I-20. So temperatures will be above freezing. And so likely it'll come down as rain first, and then it'll start to begin to mix as those temperatures begin to drop. So that could happen like maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, certainly as we head toward the evening. The bulk of the precipitation, meaning the heaviest part of it, will likely come in here through the overnight. And so everybody's at home at that particular point. Snow's coming down, or the freezing rain is coming down. Saturday morning, a lot of folks don't have to wake up and go to work. And so, and even if you did, because it came down through the overnight, you already had that warning. You already had that heat. So people were getting up late, or things would open up later. So I think timing on this is going to be very, very key. That's why I'm saying a 5. I'll give it a 5. I think we're better prepared, and I think we're better aware when we say, hey, frozen precipitation could be in the forecast. Folks are like, oh, wait. Is this 2013, 2014? What's going on? So we're a little bit better aware, I think. Right. So we'll handle it better.
Great. Yep. Chesley McNeil from 11 Alive. Hey, thank you. Every time we call you, you are always here for us. One of these days, we're just going to have you in here when it's not a panic situation.
Just to kick
that.
It.
I'd love that.
All right. Chesley, thanks for all your time.
All right, no problem, guys. Take care.
All right, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Philosophical question real quick for you guys. You know how we have that breakup day thing that we do in November? Like, if you're in a kind of a crappy relationship, when's the last day that you can break
dump
up?
Dump day.
Dump day, right? We call it, right? I got one for New Year's. What is the statute of limitations on saying Happy New Year's?
Oh, have you been seeing that Larry David thing go viral?
I have not.
Oh, Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm has a clip that goes viral where there's a woman that sees him in the gym and she says Happy New Year, and he's like, no. And she's like, what are you talking about? He goes, you're past the statute of limitations. Like, you can't say Happy New Year anymore.
That's funny, because that's exactly where it happened to me yesterday.
Oh,
also.
Was it?
So I'm like, what is that day? I think it's Sunday is probably the day, right, where we're done saying Happy New Year?
I think once you hit double digits in January, you guess to stop. Yeah,
is that
first
it?
Week.
We're all on board?
I say first week. You got 1 week.
You got 1 week, and then it's done. Okay.
So today's the last day, because I literally just said it in an email to someone 10 minutes ago. But I feel like if it's the first email you send them of the year, you should open with Happy New Year.
Even if it's January 25th.
Yeah, I feel like January is kind of like, this is the holiday for January. Every month has a big holiday. I feel like January is the one month you're allowed to say Happy New Year.
The whole month.
The whole month. It's the first month. It's fresh. You probably haven't seen people in a while. Maybe because they were gone during the holidays. Maybe you haven't seen them at work. They're finally back. I feel like January is the statute of limitations.
That's almost Super Bowl weekend. You can't say Happy New Year's during Super Bowl weekend.
Yes, that's a fact.
All right, Cassie, harsh but true dating advice. Game changer here.
I feel like there are so many women I know, and men, honestly, who stay in a relationship and ignore these signs or explain them away. And I came across this TikTok from Natalie Clarice, and it's her mom giving harsh but true dating advice. And I listened to it, and I was like, damn, I wish I had known this in my early 20s. However, there's one thing she says that would have had me breaking up with my now husband if we wouldn't have our marriage. So I'm interested to know your takes on everything. And it might be best if we just like listen through the whole thing and then go through it bit by bit and whether or not we agree. So here's the takes.
It's simple. He don't like you. He don't call you. He don't like you. He don't keep his word. He don't like you. He's inconsistent. He has someone else. He only calls you when he wants something. He's using you. He starts random arguments. He's cheating on you. He's not investing in you. You're not worth the investment. Never met his family. You're not the one. Been with your guy 5+ years. No ring. No marriage. He's still searching. You're a placeholder. Men are not complicated. They're very easy to know. Men don't talk with their words. They talk with their actions.
She nailed most of it.
I'd heard nothing I disagree with.
Yeah.
She nailed it.
Which one of those would have tripped you and Chad up?
5 years, no ring, because it was like 9 years before we got engaged. Uh-huh. I mean, we had talked about marriage, but no proposal came until 9 years. But I'm like, if I had listened to that, I might have been like, all right, deuces, or we're going to have a deadline day or something like that. But I listened to it and I'm like, how many people sit here and they're dating someone who's not calling them? They're like, that's okay. They're busy. You're allowed to have your life. Like, when do you draw the line between
excuses and like actual acknowledgement of what's really going on?
So, yeah.
I mean, I think a couple of things she said, communication could kind of help a lot. Like, if you know that you're not married in 5 years, there could be a reason for that. That if you have spoke about it, then maybe he's not just stringing you along. But if you haven't spoke about it and he has not shown that you are someone he would be willing to marry, I do think for man language that speaks volumes.
Oh, yeah. Most of these are really small gestures that shouldn't take a whole bunch of effort. And if you really love somebody, you want to do these things anyway. So I think what she's saying is all the signs are here, right? And they're all so basic that if he can't even do these, then move on.
Oh, my God. The bar for dating is so low, it's a tripping hazard in hell.
Abby can tell you that. She's got stories every week.
I fell on my face multiple times in hell.
I think it's her, the way the mom delivered this, it just reeked to me of how many times her daughter has made excuses for these pathetic men in her life that she is over it.
It is giving it.
Oh, he's too busy to text me. What?
It's never a thing.
A text takes 2 seconds, so I'm with Mo. About 95% of that, 100% accurate.
That was solid.
All right, I think some of y'all need to hear this again, and I want to know which one is not accurate to you.
It's simple. He don't like you. He don't call you. He don't like you. He don't keep his word. He don't like you. He's inconsistent. He has someone else. He only calls you when he wants something. He's using you. He starts random arguments. He's cheating on you. He's not investing in you. You're not worth the investment. Never met his family. You're not the one. Been with your guy 5+ years. No ring. No marriage. He's still searching. You're a placeholder. Men are not complicated. They're very easy to know. Men don't talk with their words. They talk with their actions.
Nailed it.
So man, that's hard to disagree with.
Yeah. Nailed it. The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Things are starting to get even messier, and it all has to do with some clips that fans have dug up from the most recent Deadpool movie, which of course stars Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively's husband. So if you have somehow missed these court cases that are starting to, that are starting between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, basically, over the holidays on December 20th, Blake Lively filed a complaint in California, basically alleging that Justin Baldoni orchestrated a PR smear campaign in retaliation to some accusations she made, basically saying that he was sexually harassing her on the set of the movie It Ends With Us. And so then in response, because she probably, this isn't factual, but probably leaked it to the New York Times and they reported on it, Justin Baldoni filed a lawsuit against the New York Times, basically saying you're reporting this as fact and literally none of this has played out in court.
So it's not a lawsuit against Blake. It's a lawsuit against the New York Times.
Yes, but his attorney is coming out publicly and saying that they at some point will sue Blake Lively. But right now there is no lawsuit against Blake Lively.
So this will also have to do with if he sues the paper, the New York Times or whatever it is, Poster Times.
The New York Times.
Times. That when evidence comes into play, it will point to the evidence that she's going to have to address at some point.
100%. And she has another lawsuit that is, I think, just for like emotional distress and lost wages. So there's another lawsuit as well. But basically, all of this to say is that things are getting really, really more messy when it comes to the drama that happened on the set of It Ends With Us, which was a movie that came out this summer. We knew that there was some tension because Justin Baldoni wasn't doing press with the rest of the cast. Blake was getting a ton of flack on social media because she was marketing the movie in a much more lighthearted way than Justin Baldoni was. So she got a bad reputation for that. And it's just a whole mess. But Ryan Reynolds comes into play is because he also, according to Blake Lively, rewrote some of the script for It Ends With Us, which is crazy because he wasn't involved in the movie whatsoever. Justin Baldoni is the one that owns the production company that made it. He had the rights to the book to be able to make the movie. It's wild.
Could you imagine us doing the show and then my husband just comes in and redoes segments without any okay from like you?
That's essentially what it is.
Not Bart specifically. So he was making suggestions without Blake even saying, hey, can you help me out here?
It wasn't suggestions. He wrote scenes. Oh, yeah. The opening scene is written by Ryan Reynolds. And it's one thing if she was getting sexually harassed in the workplace, if he's there to look out for her, good on him. Uh-huh. We love that. Shout out, King. You're amazing. But if you are coming in and changing somebody else's movie that you're not working on, that is next level. And not only that, but Justin Baldoni's lawsuit alleges that Blake Lively fired Justin Baldoni's editors and the person who makes the music for the movie as well, and hired the people that worked for Ryan Reynolds on his film. So it's starting to just look very, very messy.
Yeah, so Abby, Cassie, and I have talked about this a goodly amount, even off the show. Like, after this entertainment buzz, I guarantee you we're going to go into commercial break and we're going to talk about this some more, and that's because that's what we do. And I think we were all on the same page that both sides screwed up. Like, both sides did things that were out of pocket, and I think are wrong to a certain extent. But now it just boils down to who's more wrong.
It feels to me like, in the court of public opinion at least, the scales are starting to tip to make Blake look crappier.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah, I got whiplash with how fast I've been going back and forth, because at first I was like, Blake Lively is terrible. Justin Baldoni is all about, you know, domestic violence and preventing it and awareness. And then she filed this complaint and I was like, I'm an idiot. How, you know, of course I didn't have the story. I fell for the Hollywood PR machine. And then Justin Baldoni sues and I'm like, I'm an idiot again. I don't know who to believe. So now I don't like any of them.
Yeah. And so one of the biggest arguments against Blake looking bad in the press is that, oh, she was told to market it a certain way, make it more lighthearted, make it more about hope and all of that. But Justin Baldoni's lawsuit is alleging that he wasn't even allowed to be in the marketing meetings to be able to direct how they wanted to be able to do these press junkets. So basically, she's the one that created the market. It's alleging that she created the marketing plan. She's the one that executed it. And he wanted to make it about domestic violence this whole time.
That I have a hard time believing, because he had his hands all over it. He wrote it, produced it, right?
No, because that's what his lawsuit is all about, is the fact that
she
literally strongholded him from his own film. A director is supposed to have a 10-day period where they're allowed to edit the movie the way they want, and he is alleging that she forced her way in, was only supposed to be there for 2 days, then kicked him out, created her own cut, and then they had to have competing screenings to be able to see which cut they liked better. And even though Justin's won, they still went with Blake's, because then she said, I won't do any of the press for the movie, allegedly, if you don't go with my cut.
And we also, I do think this adds some credibility to Justin's background. He hosts a podcast called Man Enough, and I'm a big fan of it. And they get in deep on discussions on like race and feminism and what it is to be a man or a woman. There's a female co-host as well. And that kind of podcast is very difficult to host if you're not walking the walk. The topics and the depth at which they converse. Now, I'm not saying you couldn't do that and still sexually assault someone or whatever Blake Lively is alleging. I don't think that gives him a free pass whatsoever. But I do think it is a testament a little bit to his background and his character that he has a podcast that is successful talking about issues like this. And so it would be weird to see somebody like that come around and, you know, about face.
Is there any way we can extend this? Because I'm not quite done.
Well, we could just come back to it in a couple of seconds.
I actually want to talk about maybe the more lighthearted side of this, about Justin Baldoni having this reputation of being a feminist, because now fans have found all of these scenes from the most recent Deadpool movie where it looks like Ryan Reynolds is making fun of Justin Baldoni for, you know, putting on this facade of being a man's girl or whatever, a big feminist. And it's jarring.
Yeah, it's such a big story that so when we come back, we'll share those.
Yes.
All right, it's next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Maybe the last Hollywood conflict that we have felt like, he's right, she's right, no, he's right, she's right, shit, and you keep going back and forth, was the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case. And now here we are with another one.
And aren't some of those lawyers involved with this? Or am I making that up?
No, his PR team. So Justin Baldoni's PR team is the same one that Johnny Depp hired for his whole court case. And so that's why a lot of people, other than kind of the obvious, are drawing parallels between the two, because they're like, oh, well, if he hired Johnny Depp's PR team, like, they must be the same type of person. And I don't know, like, you can draw your own conclusions about that. But this would be way too long for me to recap the whole lawsuits again, so I'm not going to do that. But basically, Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni are going to be going to court a lot. Blake Lively filed a complaint in California alleging that Justin Baldoni did a whole PR smear campaign in retaliation for her bringing up sexual harassment claims that apparently happened on set of It Ends With Us. And so then about a week later, he filed a lawsuit against the New York Times for reporting on it and basically calling it fact, so it was for libel. And in that lawsuit, he calls her out a lot for some things that happened on set with It Ends With Us. So it's a lot of he said, she said, but right now people are pulling out some clips from the most recent Deadpool movie, the Deadpool versus Wolverine movie that has Hugh Jackman in it. And now knowing what has happened between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, people are watching these scenes with a different lens, and people are wondering if Ryan Reynolds was specifically making fun of Justin Baldoni in this film. So a little backstory about Justin Baldoni is he's a little woo-woo. I mean, he's done a lot of work in the past, specifically trying to forward the women's movement. He has a podcast called Man Enough with the lead producer that from the film of It Ends With Us, Jamie Heath, and they do it together with another woman. And they talk a lot about really deep issues about toxic masculinity and feminism and all of these really tough to talk about topics.
And apparently he's been very open about his former porn addiction on this podcast as well, which got brought up in the lawsuit because apparently there were conversations about pornography that made her uncomfortable. But we're trying to figure out the context of what those conversations were, because it's not like pornography came out of right field. This is something that he has addressed on his podcast, right?
So yeah, so Justin Baldoni just has this reputation. He won an award that was rescinded for feminism or something like that. He's just known as this guy who stands up for women, and he did It Ends With Us, and it's a movie about raising awareness for domestic violence, and it's a story of hope, and he's got this Baha'i faith, so he's kind of like this, like, you know, kind of guy you would see like a sort of like a shaman. Like, he's the type of guy you would see like grounding with his bare feet in the grass, and he's got a man bun and this long hair. And so in the most recent Deadpool movie, there's a character that Ryan Reynolds plays called Nice Pool. And if you've seen Deadpool, Deadpool is kind of like this sarcastic superhero, anti-hero type of character. But I guess in this film, there's like different versions of Deadpool. So there's a version in this film called Nice Pool, who is playing, you guessed it, a feminist with a man bun. And people, I wish this was like video so you could see it, because hearing it, you'll hear some of the parallels that people are drawing between him and Justin Baldoni in this. But like with the man bun and the long hair, it's pretty crazy how it feels like he's poking fun at Justin Baldoni in this.
Sorry about that. Come here, girl.
Who are you? Oh, I'm Deadpool. And I guess you're Deadpool too. But in here, everybody calls me Nice Pool. Oh my goodness, wait till you see Lady Pool. She is gorgeous. She just had a baby too, and can't even tell.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
That's okay. I identify as a feminist, right?
So then that kind of establishes that he's a feminist. But then there's a deleted scene that's been surfaced that says that Nice Pool is going to monetize a podcast that pushes forward the women's movement.
I'd be fighting alongside them, but my calling is to one day host a podcast that monetizes the women's movement.
Hey, cowboy, my eyes are up here. I know it's tempting. I look at it too sometimes.
And so, do I have this wrong that maybe you mentioned it? Lady Pool is Blake Lively. In this
so
movie,
this
right?
is where it gets even crazier.
Yeah.
So this is the third and final nail in the coffin. We're kind of leading up to this. So there's a character called Lady Pool, which I believe is voiced by Blake Lively, but I don't think her body is actually Blake Lively. So there's a scene in this specific film where Nice Pool gets pew-pewed by Lady Pool over and over and over again. So now people are like, it appears as though they really use this movie as a way to get some of their anger at Justin Baldoni out.
This one makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
From the feminism comments, the podcast, you could talk away the feminist one, but then the deleted scene about wanting to monetize a podcast all about feminism, and then Blake Lively's character going pew, 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 pew towards Nice Pool. I don't know. It writes itself.
There's a lot of Easter eggs there, man.
Betty.
What weren't they denying it? Didn't Ryan Reynolds deny that it had anything to do with it? But there, I mean, obviously we listened to it and like, come on now.
Yeah.
Well, he can't say that. Yeah, it's absolutely has everything to do with it because that would be in the case.
100%. I mean, is it damning evidence? I don't know, but it definitely isn't going to look good in court. And what's even crazier is I believe I read an article last night kind of while I was lucid dreaming. So I'm putting that out there just in case this turns out not to be true. But I read an article from the director of the first Deadpool, and he has been quoted allegedly. we'll worry I'm going to get my facts wrong. But he was quoted saying that basically he left the Deadpool franchise because Ryan Reynolds wanted to have control over everything. So now people are starting to like put the pieces together that it looks like this Hollywood couple just wants to have full control over all of their movies, and they're pushing out these directors.
But at the same time, we talked about this a little bit off air. Liz Plank, who's the female co-host of Man Enough with Justin Baldoni, has stepped away and quit the podcast after Blake Lively filed her complaint. So she has time to, quote, process things. So I feel like there is a huge part of this story that we are not getting. And honestly, it just sounds like everyone is problematic.
That right there is very curious to me because in the toughest times, if you have a business partner or you're doing a show with somebody and you're going through all this, this is the time where you would like your staff to give you credibility and stick up for you. So the fact that she's backed out and quit the podcast, to me, says a lot.
And she carries a lot of that podcast, too. She is whip smart. You should follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, so really until some of the cast members from It Ends With Us speaks up, I'm going to feel kind of split down the two camps.
Well, Jenny Slate has, right? She's backed up Blake 100%.
I believe she has. And Brendan Sklenar posted something on his Instagram story saying, like, for the love of God, read Blake Lively's lawsuit. But I think there's also an argument to be said that, like, this A-list couple has a lot of pull in Hollywood. And Justin Baldoni, for all intents and purposes, is still kind of a newcomer and earning his stripes. I almost wonder if there's some politics involved where it's like you feel like you need to side with all these people who have connections with directors and producers and agents.
Because they talk about the power dynamic when stuff like this goes on, right? Justin Baldoni, even though he was the director, and he's not the one with the power in this situation. It's actually Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds because they're the ones that can affect more careers.
You know who I really want to hear from is Gina Rodriguez, who played Jane on Jane the Virgin that Justin Baldoni was on for all the seasons. They played love interests and they would have to work together very closely. I'd be interested to know her point of view.
I'm pretty sure she officiated his wedding.
She did.
She officiated his wedding. So they had a good relationship. So I realize this all is now starting to sound very biased towards Justin Baldoni, but there's just so much evidence that it's kind of like what happened on that set. Like none of us were there, so we don't know the context for it. So it's tough to draw conclusions.
So what was more entertaining, all of this drama or the actual movie?
The actual drama.
Funny thing about this movie is I still don't know what happened in the last 3 minutes because my flight ended and I mistimed exactly how long it was going to take me to watch the entire thing. So I still don't know what happened in the last 3 minutes.
So it actually ended with you.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.